stadium.
It is a
geographically. There's some things about it that, well, at first I was definitely attracted to. Like right now, we're riding up a large hill, the Mount Airy Forest, a huge forest preserve with a professional level 18-hole disc golf course.
Right.
But of course, then you don't realize till you live here for a while that within those hills, smog hangs like produced by the companies that people are so proud of.
I wonder if Cincinnati was an area not unlike L.A. where the Native American population refused to live there because of the inversions that caused even their campfires to cause smog, you know, pre-industrial smog-like conditions. That's my understanding, at least, that there were certain areas that now we populate and pollute that even in the olden days were recognized as not particularly good for air quality because of particular weather patterns. I wonder if Cincinnati had a huge Native American population that suffered summer inversions from massive fire use.
You really don't hear much about Native Americans.
Yeah, probably because they're all exterminated, like we do everything else that's getting in our way.
I mean, Appalachians, that's different.
Well, that's true.